It's in the future. But like said, Kisako Soko, or Yara Yara. Mashmi, even in the future, this is the way skill is given. Yeah. Now, Vim Lav.
Right.
Now, it says, Vim Lav, eight Hasheni Noitla 7. If he didn't die after the push, then the second eight takes the stone. For the Monoitel, he takes the stone. For a Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Evan Hoysa Shom, there was a special stone there. Masoi Shnei ben Yodim. It was heavy that two people had to carry it. So, Noitla v'noisna aliboy. It means like this. It was picked up. And there's two people had to help him pick it up. And they put it down on his heart. Emes bo yotza. If he died there, it was good. Well, the time, according to your time, tikshulach, he goofed with the spirit itself. Masu shnei b'nei yodom, noitlo v'noisna liboy. Anyway, it's akasha. If it weighed so much, like how could one person pick it up? Elo, what do you have to say? The midla la bahade chavre, that his other friend helped him pick it up. Could be both of them picked it up together. V'shadi lo ihu. And then the second aid let go of it by himself. Ki hecha de teise marze. It should come down strong with koyach. We know if one person throws it down, it comes down with more strength than two people together. With one person, it's a stronger throw. So that's what it did. True, he needed a second person to help him pick it up first. But once it was up, he himself dropped it down with all the strength. V'yim lav, if that did not kill the person, then rigimasai. Kol Yisrael, whoever was around there, started to stone him. For a time, you would learn like this. Me'yelam lo'shanabu. It was learned that we never had to do it a second time. That a person was always killed, either by the throwing or by the first stone. Samar says, did I say that the Mishnah said that they did it a second time? The mitzvah kamina, the Mishnah is just saying the halacha, that if it would have happened that a person did not die with the first stone, this is the halacha, that then the whole B'nai Yisrael would come and stone him. That's the possible whole B'nai Yisrael. Oh mama, what we just say, Evan Hoysa, there was a special stone. I bought tiny, but not like this, that Achas Evan Shediskabo, when Bezdin gives somebody skila, that stone that they used, or else the achas eight, the tree, shenitla olav, that they hung the person, the echad sayif, the sword, shenerekbo, that they killed him with, the echad suda, shenechnakbo, or else the handkerchief, whatever the clothing, that they strangled him with, kulan nikbar mimai, all the weapons are buried with him. Since I can tell me there's a stone there in Bezdin, mashma, it's the same stone all the time, here it's mashma now, they used to use a different one, because they had to bury it each time. Just means that at all times there was a stone prepared there. Even though they used this stone and had to bury the stone, but right after that, Bezdin right away fetched another stone, and there was always a stone waiting there. They prepared one, and brought another one instead of this one, that now they have to bury with the mace. For the Gemara, Nikbar Mimai, is it true that the stone is buried with him? For a Tanya, another Brisa says, Ein Nikbar Mimai. No, we do not bury the weapon with the person. So Amir Papa says, Ma Imai, you know what the word Imai? It just means, Imai Bitfisosai. Within his Dalaramas. It's buried like next to him. Within his Dalaramas, Rashi says. But true, not directly with him. It's not in his coffin. In the coffin itself, we do not put the weapon. Omar Shmuel says, Niktoya Yad Reidim. What's going to be if after the Edom said their Edus, now their hands fell off? So now the Edom cannot push him. So Locher is Potter. The person goes free. We do not give him Skila. My time, what's the reason? To be on, we need Yadu Edom Tia by Brishayna. We need the hands of the Edom. That one aid has to push him off, and the second aid has to hold the stone and throw it down. And now that the aid does not have hands, he cannot do that, so he's Potter. He has been in Yad Eidim Tia, but Rishayin of Alek, you don't have it. But the Marel Lamayatif, so, Eidim Gidmin Dimikoru Hakunami Dipsili. So you can tell me then, if Eidim at the first place, when they first came to Bezdin, when they first said the Raiders, and they didn't have arms, you want to tell me such Eidim Apsulim, and it's not that way, it doesn't say anywhere. When the Mishnah says Eidim Apsulim, it should have said Eidim without arms, Apostle. So Marel says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Yosin, there it's different. The Yamakro Yadu Eidim Shoysa Kvar. It just means if at the time when the Edim said their Haggadah in Bezdin, at that time they had hands, then the din is they have to use the hands later for the skila. Therefore, if he lost his hands in between, then he goes out free. But if at the beginning the Edim didn't have hands, but Shasta came to Bezdin, that's not the Torah. We're not talking about that. Then we could use such Edim even though they cannot use the hands. Rashi says, Yad Edim Yad Shehoysu Lehem, Ki Elhem B'Shas Misa. Just means if they had good hands, b'shasta gadol, they have to use it now. Yeah. Then it's okay. Then the, whatever they have, that's all they have. Meisvei Havakash, it says, kol odom shiidu, any time two Edom come and say Edis. For Yom when they say, that we're coming telling the second Bezdin, you should know that in a different Bezdin there was a Gemar Din, the Bezdin Ploini, or Ploini, you Ploini Edim, and so and so was his Edim. So let's say the Gemar Din took place in LA, and now they're in New York, and two Edim come to the Bezdin in New York and say, this person had a Chiv Misa in New York, in LA, they kill him. So the question is, how can you kill him? You don't have the Edim here. We don't have Yad Edim to your Bar Yishayna. The Edim, the Havmin, is back in LA. So how can we kill him now in New York? The answer is, Tigma Shmuel, Tehein Ein Edim, and Echonami, the same two Edim came along and flew to New York. So the Edim have to be here. For the Maru, me being in Krokid Asiv, do we really mean the Torah when it says it? It's Likuva, but the other side is true. The Torah says, Yad Edim to your Bar Yishayna. That means if you could do it, you could do it. But if you can't, you can still give skila. So you dash in so far when the Torah says these sidelines, it also means likuva, that if you don't have hands, we don't kill him. I have a tiny learn like this. Mois yumas hamake. Rotsechu. We kill the person that killed because he's a murderer. Aim liyela b'misak suvaboy. So for let's say he deserves to receive skila, we give him skila, only skila, nothing else. Minayin, how do I know? No. Shem iati yochal amis. Let's say we have no base on skila, we can't give him skila. Benisak suvaboy shatim mimisa b'chol misa shati yochal amisai. Let's say now Bezdin cannot give skila; they could only give cherig or chenek. How do we know we do that? Talmud learn the pasuk says, "Mois yumai samakim mikol makom." Anyway we kill him, we kill him. So chur, even though the pasuk says skila, we're saying no; it means anyway. So chur, you see the term is not v'dafka the way it says it. It's only lechetchila to give skila. If you can't give skila, give something else. So says Shani Yosmi, it's different. Said Yom Makra Mois Yumas. There's an extra pasuk there. Mois Yumas to teach us any type of a misa you can give him. But usually we say no. If the Torah says something specific, Yad Edim Tiyabai, it has to be the Yad Edim. If the Edim are not here, we will not kill him. For the Gemara, but Beligma Minei, learn out from here that we see that the Torah says skila. If you cannot give him skila, we give him something else. And the Mishum the Heavy writes Sayach the Goyal Adam. No, there are two places the Torah says clearly Lav Dafka. Not only this Misa, even a different type. Who are then by Goyal Adam? Shneik Suma Boink Yechod. And the Klal is because Shneik Suma Boink Yechod Ein Malamdin. Writes Sayach Od Yamar. We just said by a murderer, even though the Torah says Misa of Skila, if we can't give it to him, we give him another Misa. Goyal Adam Mahi Tanya. Goyal Adam. That means the person that was killed, his brother or his relative. So Lachar is, if somebody killed your relative, Bishogeg, not willingly, we send him into the Orem Miklat. Let's say he goes out of the Orem Miklat, the locker is the Goyal Adam is allowed to come and kill him. Now, Tani Goyal Adam, Yom Nises Ratzeach. If the Ratzeach leaves the Orem Miklat, then the Goyal Adam has the right to kill him. Mitzvah Goyal Adam. It's a mitzvah for the Goyal Adam to kill him. Uminayin, how do I know? Shemein Loi Goyal. Let's say there's no relative alive of the mace. Shebezdim Amidim Loi Goyal, that Bezdim could make another Goyal, somebody else in charge to kill this person if he leaves the Orem Miklat. Shinam Pasuk says, "If Tiga Boy Mikol Makom, Mashmu ever meets up with him. When this person leaves the Orem Miklat Shloi Kedin, whoever is appointed by Bezdin has the right to come and kill him." So again, we see that the Torah says, "Goyel Hadom." We dashin Lav Dafkir the Goyel, the relative, but anybody could do it. So there are two psukim here that says clearly, even though it's not directly the person, something else could be done. So it's only these two places, no place else. Amalei, Amalei Makshisha Brei the Rav Chizda the Rav Ashi. Or me like being in Krokid Asiv, do you not need the pasuk the way it says? Because now we learn like this. Hoyechud mehem Gidim. One of the Edim was Gidim without arms. Or Yilam cannot speak. Or Chigur hunchback. Or Suma blind. Or Cherish deaf and dumb. Eino Nasib and Sarah Merit. This goes on the parents, I mean. When the two parents have a son that should be made into a Ben Sarah Merit, if the parents are one of these, the kid does not become a Sarah Merit. Why? Shinema the Pasuk says, V'tof Shubay, they have to grab their son. So Hidashim V'loi Gidman, not if they're armless. For Yahitziyu Oisai, they have to bring him out, V'loi Chigman, not if they're lame, they can't bring him out. For Yomru, they have to say, V'loi Yilman, not if they're speechless. But Neinu's there, that we have to point and say, our son right here, V'loi Thum, not if they're blind. And then Shemeh B'Kalein, he doesn't listen to us, V'loi Choshen, not if they themselves are deaf. Now, my time, what's the reason here if the parents to not fulfill these psukim, there's no din betzara murder. Lav mishum de din and kro kirechsev. But since the Torah says these lashonis, even though we would not say it's really a mitzvah, still we see now the Torah says these lashonis, it means likuva, that the parents cannot say or cannot hear, there's no din betzara murder. The verse says, no, shani yasmir, it's different. The kule kro yiseru, there the whole pasuk is extra. We do not need that pasuk. Therefore, what's the pshan? The pasuk is extra to teach us that these things are likuva. There could be other places when the Torah just tells you, like, what to do, sometimes it's not the Yikuva. Like by the Edim, if you have Edim, if they could push him, push him. If the Edim do not have hands, maybe it's still be kosher, we still give him kila. Tashma, Ein lo rechoiv, you have an ear, yehani dachas, that there's no main place, there's no rechoiv, there's no main street. Now this, the Pesach says, you take all the utensils, all the metalim to the rechoiv ear, and you should burn it there. Let's say there's no rechoiv, there's no main street. Ein nasis ir hanidachas. You cannot make the city into an ir hanidachas. Div Rabbi Shmuel. The Bekiv I know. Ein lo rechayv. If there's no main street, oisim lo rechayv. Now go make a main street. Saad kan le pligiel the masav rechayv adi mikoravinen. But Torah says, take all the things out to the rechayv. It means there has to be a main street already in that city. And then we give an ir hanidachas. Well, masav rechayv adi hashtunami. It's enough to have it right now. Kidim mikoradami. The Torah says, abul kuliyama binen kroakid asiv. But both of them hold, you need the pasuk the way it says. Such a person cannot have a tyra. The pasuk says, put the mitzvah, put from the shemen on his ear. If he doesn't have a right ear, or he doesn't have a thumb, or a toe, then we cannot give him tyra. If he doesn't have a thumb, we just put it on that spot of the body. You don't need kipshutai. If he doesn't have a right thumb, put it on his left thumb. After we stone somebody, nislin, then the locker is supposed to hang him up. That night, that day, we hang him up. No, we do not hang up a person, only somebody that cursed Hashem, was megadif against Hashem. A person that worshipped Avodah Zarah, after we give him skila, there's a din to nisla to hang him up. When we hang up the man, his face is facing the people. But Yisha, when we hang up a lady, Ponea Kalpi Eitz, her face is towards the Eitz. Dibber Rebbe Lezer. B'chom Maimrim, Ho'ish Nitla No, B'chlal, only a man is hung. But V'ein Yisha Nitlis, we do not have to hang up a lady. Omar Rebbe Lezer, V'aloi Shimon Ben Shetach, I'll bring you proof, not like that. There was a famous, there was a meister with Shimon Ben Shetach, Tola Noshim B'yaskon, he hung up 80 ladies. He went to kill out, there were Mechshefas there, he killed out 80 of them. And he had them hung. Omar Lo, they said back to him, Shimonim Noshim Toloi, like anyway, there's something fishy there. Usually the klal is one bezdin cannot pass in two mises the same day. And here he went to kill 80 of them. So you have to say it was a special haror, sure, it was a special case there. He had a tzibur to wipe them out. So there he was allowed to kill them and hang them. But in a normal case, Anisha does not perceive a kli. We don't hang them.
All right, turn over. Tana Rabbonin. The Raisa says like this, Fuhumas Visol, Fuhumas, you're supposed to kill him. And Visolus, you're supposed to hang him. So Yochel, I would think to say, this is the Pesach says by Mekalel, so Yochel, I would think to say, Kol Hamumsin Nislin, any person that's killed, we always hang him after Bezdin kills him. Talmud Laiman, this is the Pesach says, no, Ki Kilas Elohim Atali, that only because he cursed Hashem. So Ma Mekala, just like the Mekala, the one that curses Hashem, Zeb is Skila, he's Chayiv the Misa of Skila, they stone him, is Av Kol Sheb Skila. Any other Misa, any time Bezdin kills somebody with Skila, says, is this Halacha, that after Skila we have to hang him. Tidur Rebbe Leza, these are the words of Rebbe Leza. Tachom and Nechom say no, Ma Mekala Zeh, She Kof of Yikr, here the Mekala is Hashem, he's cursing Hashem, he's Kofri, he denies the Yikr Hashem, is Av Kol She Kof of Yikr, any type of a Misa and Achet, that the person is a Kof of Yikr, he is denying Hashem. So, Achet of Avodah Zarah would also be included. That any time they kill him for Avodah Zarah, that's when they hang him afterwards. But by regular skila, they would not hang him afterwards. So Mor says, "But my kmitzvah, what's the machlokes over here? Rabbon and darshi klali prati. They darshed in the Torah with a klal prat. Rabbi Lezer darish riboy umiyitoy. What does that mean? Rabbon and darshi klali prati with a klal prat. The pasuk says, "Vuhumas visolis klal. That's a klal. Mash, many time we kill somebody, we have to hang him. Then the pasuk says, "Ki killas, because he cursed Hashem. That's a prat. Mashma, only a curse of Hashem has to be hung. Gemara says, Ihevi mekarvel adodi, if these two psukim would have been close one next to another, Armin, we would say the klal is ein b'chal elamash prat. Hani in midiachrin aloi. Usually that's the klal of a klal and a prat. We only say in the klal what's in the prat. So only a kilas Hashem would have a chiv to be hung. But no other misa. But hashto de merachki mehadodi, now that's a little bit far from one from another, ahani the rebuya avores kechovim. The domilei b'chomili, a koponim, it helps to include the chet of avoy de zara, that's domilei b'chomili. So even the chet of avoy de zara also would be toli. After they stone him, he would also get a skila. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start from the Gemara again. Mem heyim abeis. We'll start from the Gemara. Again, turn around, bottom. The Bryce says like this. For humas, we're supposed to hang him, kill him, for salisa, and you hang him. Yochel, I would think to say the post means, kol ha-memuse nisloyim, anybody that's killed. Yochel, kol ha-memuse nislin, anybody that's killed from Bezdin, they hang him afterwards. Talmud Lem, the post says no. Ki kilat elohim toli. Only because he cursed Hashem. Somebody from the God of Hashem, by him we stone him, and then there's a mitzvah to hang him. Ma makalo zeh shebeskila. So just like the makalo, he has a chiyuv skila. Maybe av kol shebeskila. Now maybe it is. Divrei Rebbe Elazar that any misa of skila, there's a mitzvah after the skila. Bezdin hangs him up. We'll soon see how they hang him up. The chum say no. Ma makalo zeh shekofar biker. Just like the makalo, he cursed Hashem. He's kofar in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Is av kol shekipa biker. Any avero that you've been called kofar biker. So what does that mean? It's a chet of avodah zara. So the machlekes, if every mitzvah of skilo, there's a mitzvah to be totally to hang him afterwards, or maybe no, only the chet of avodah zara also is a mitzvah tliya. So my commitment, what's the machlekes over here? Rabbon and Darshi, these took him with klali aproti, the klal aprat. We have lezer darish ribu yomuta. It's like this. Rabbon and Darshi with a klal and then a prat. For humas v'solisa klal. Mashm, any time a person is killed from Bezdin, there's a mitzvah of a salisa to hang him afterwards. That's a klal, any type of a misa. Then it says, ki killas elakim, because he cursed Hashem. That's a prat. Mashm, only this separate thing. So now, ihevi mekar v'ladod, the two psukim will be one next to another. I'm reading, and then I would say the klal is, ein bechlal al mashem a prat. Hani yin midiach rin eloi. By klal and prat, I say only exactly like the prat and nothing else. So I would have thought only kill us like him. Only when a person curses Hashem, then is there a mitzvah to